Boaz, down that land came a galpine man with a shovel slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sop, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine Fusiliers.
Right, crack going on down there.
I just had to get out.
Your man singing.
My mother's favourite song.
Sure, that song could bring a tear to a glass eye.
You don't need to worry about me, Frank.
I promise your mother I'd look out for you.
Uncle Connie says we're off to live with the old enemy.
Right enough, I suppose. But who's our new enemy, eh?
And Father Daniel says we'll be corrupted over there in England.
Corrupt, is it? And what is it at home, I ask you?
Do you really think it's as bad as all that over there?
We'll find out soon enough. Remember the crack we had working up that big hotel last summer?
I do. Great gas.
What was the name of your man working with us?
Hogan. Brendan.
Brendan.
Brendan Hogan.
Brendan Hogan. Always acting the maggot, that fella. What happened to him?
Didn't you hear?
No. What?
He got killed. Over in England.
Ah, Jesus.
His mother's hair went white overnight with the shock.
God bless her, the poor critter.
Working for one of her own, too, at the time.
What happened?
A trench collapsed on him.
Brendan? Digging trenches?
With no timber supports.
Sure, he'd no sense, that fella. Couldn't find his own arse if he was using both his hands.
There's stories about lads getting killed every day, or taken to the drink.
Yeah, there's stories about lads getting good money, too.
Is it all about the money?
Not much of a future without it.
Everything I need is back home.
Everything I need is at home too. Except work.
There's other things besides big money.
Big money, is it? Any money would be good right now.
There'll be no one left at home one day.
Indeed.
And look at us. We're going too.
It's a problem for the politicians to solve. Not for the likes of us.
Our neighbour Seamus has gone 12 years now. And his sisters too.
As long as that?
Married a Limerick girl he met in London. Got two children now. He's different now. Doesn't fit in at home anymore.
Suppose you're bound to change a bit in that time.
Hasn't his oldest boy got a Cockney accent? The old people are very confused by it.
They don't mind the money he sent back though.
Aye. The youngest brother was able to get himself an education because of it.
Fair play to them. They've found a good life for themselves.
It doesn't seem right. All the young leaving.
Not everyone's leaving.
Feels that way sometimes.
So why are you going over?
You know fine why.
Aye, to help your ma out, is it?
Dad's health isn't getting any better, you know.
He's a decent father. I'll say that much for him. Not like mine. Bawling and roaring and giving out about everything and everything.
He has a temper on him, all right.
Temper? Should only have to glance sideways at him to get a... leathering.
Sure, you wouldn't know what's eating him.
I won't be missing that old devil, that's for sure. 'Tis my mother I feel sorry for.
Aye. She's had a hard life, that's for sure.
We're pulling in. Better shake ourselves. There'll be a mad rush to that boat train.
I can't go, Frank.
Come on, Sean. We'll get the start on Monday.
I can't go, Frank. I can't do it.
You'll be fine once you have a pint of porter in you.
You know I don't drink, Frank. I've never had a drop past my lips.
That'll have to change, boy, when you're in England.
But I promised me, ma.
Aye, it's your mammy, is it? We'll be up at 6, waiting in line for the start, is it? Your mammy? We'll have some Egypt ganger man yelling in her ear because he's not got enough men for the job, is it? Your mammy will be digging, pulling, carrying for 10 hours a day, will she? 6 days a week. And you're thinking a glass of red lemonade will kill the dust to the back of your throat at the end of the working day.
I'm not going to the pub.
Oh. So you'll be happy so? Sitting in the doorway because the owl one who's after renting you a room won't let you in unless it's for sleeping? I tell you, You better get an interest in seeing your dirty socks going round and round and round and round. Because that's where you'll be. Every fucking Sunday after Mass in the laundrette. Because you wouldn't join the lads in the pub. Now, pick up that bag and let's get moving.
But Frank...
No. Sean. Your dad's sick. There's no work at home. Grow up and come on. You'll just have to learn to like to drink.
Crossing Over was written by Helen Collins and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing held in 2018. It was performed by Anton Thompson McCormack and Justin McKenna. Crossing Over is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.